come on in and welcome to On The Beam Podcast. I am so excited that you have joined me, the host, Markita Green, as I have come to empower you and to inspire and encourage you to find the balance in your life. You know where it is to be on the beam of life, that place where you might be overwhelmed, that place where you are wearing so many hats, and you might feel a little unbalanced and a little off-kiltered. Well, hopefully these few nuggets that I will give you will just keep you grounded and allow you to find balance while on the beam of life. Stay tuned. Last month, I was before you and we talked about life and we talked about the movies that have had the greatest impact on my life. Well, there was one movie that has been on my mind and in my spirit ever since last month. And I needed to release it, but couldn't release it until it was time. I don't know how many of you have heard of this old school movie called Terms of Endearment. It is a movie that was published in 1983. I was such a babe at the time, but let me tell you how Terms of Endearment was one of my all-time favorite movies. I have watched it so many times, and the reason why it took me a while to come on and talk about it was because I couldn't understand why that movie was such an important thing to me. I could not understand why I was drawn to it. It seemed like such a sad movie, but as I think back and as I reflect back on the movie, I realize that it actually mirrors some of my own life. So let's talk a little bit about it. This is a movie where there is a mother-daughter dynamic. There is a relationship between a mother and daughter that is stretched out throughout the movie over a 30-year period. So what we see is the daughter growing into her own. We see her growing into adulthood, getting married, dealing with having children, dealing with infidelity, dealing with cancer. And in the midst of it all, on the other end of the spectrum, we see the mother. We see the mother who is a single mother, and eventually she interacts with a love life. So we see the lives of these two women independently, but then we also see how they collide. We also see how they relate to each other. We see how they interact with each other. And there are times in the movie where their relationship is pretty tumultuous, where there are quote unquote happy times that are being presented, such as a pregnancy of the daughter, and the mother's response is not what was expected. Her response is, why should I be happy? Why should I be happy to be a grandmother? And so when I say tumultuous, I say it endearingly, hence Terms of Endearment. How should a mother respond to the news that her daughter is now becoming a mother? What does that look like? And that is going to be different from woman to woman. In some cases, that is going to be very hurtful. That is going to be very standoffish. That is going to be very upsetting. In some situations, it's going to be expected. It's going to be normal. It's not going to phase. It's not going to impact the relationship. And so those type of situations happen throughout the movie. But then you also see other moments where the daughter comes to visit the mother with her children in tow, and the daughter jumps into the mother's arms. This is an adult woman, jumps into the woman's arms, legs wrapped around her waist, arms around her shoulder. She's so happy to see her mother, and her mother is so happy to see her daughter. And we know this because the mother's then boyfriend says, your mother has been looking forward to this. So we know that this is something that the mother has talked about. Whether or not the daughter understands how important this was to the mother, it's important enough because it was something that was talked about. Why do I share this? I share this because there are moments in relationships where we sometimes have miscommunications and endearment. Sometimes we expect someone to respond in a certain way and we may not get that response. And how does that impact us? And that's what I want you to take some time to think about. What has been your relationship with your mother? If you are a mother to girls, what has been your relationship to your daughters? And spend some time thinking about how the first impacts the second. How did your impact as a daughter, whether it was your relationship with your mother or your relationship with your father or with other caregivers, how was that perceived in your eyes as a child? And then take that lens and think about your relationship with your own children. Now, the movie is about mothers and daughters, but even think about your relationship with your sons, if you have sons, and think about the lens of from your childhood. Is that the picture that you then portrayed in the reverse role as a parent, and or did you do things differently? And how successful are you, right? And I laugh internally because success is such an individual feeling. It's such an individual response. And that is going to look different from person to person, from relationship to relationship. And so there's not this magic image that should pop in your head of success. But when you think back on your parenting relationships, on your childhood relationships, is there a measure of accomplishment? Do you feel like you've done your very best? Do you feel like endearment was a part of that relationship? Let's take a moment to reflect on that and to just think about that. And to take that a second further, when you think of endearment, I want you to envision what that even means to you. What does that even look like to you? When you look up the word endearment, it means it's a word or phrase expressing love or affection. So I'm asking you to take a step back and I'm asking you to think about the words or phrases that express love and affection with you as a child, as related to your parents and or other caregivers, and then looking through the lens of how you use words or phrases to express love and affection while you were a parent. So how did you show that love and affection towards your own children? This is really important, and I really need you to spend some time thinking about it, because sometimes there's a disconnect. Sometimes it's a match made in heaven, but this is the time, this is the season to get really, really clear on what it is that those terms of endearment have looked like in your life. As you really take some time to reflect, let's break. So we're talking about terms of endearment. Yes, it's the title of a movie, but it's also a very important part of our day-to-day lives. So we're thinking about it in relation to our childhood and our parenting, which is exactly what the movie was about. And so I asked you to think about how those terms of endearment played a role in your own life as you were growing up and as you were rearing your children. What did that look like? What words, what phrases of love and affection were given to you during your upbringing? What words and phrases of love and affection were you given to your own children? That's something that is very, very important, because I am seeing that in the world that we're living in today, there are some things that may not be the same. There are some terms of endearment that you may have received, that you may have wanted as you were growing up, or that you may not have received as you were growing up, that as you became a parent, you either utilized those same terms of endearment, or you were unable to display, provide those terms of endearment because they weren't displayed and provided to you. And so taking some time to self-reflect is going to help strengthen your parenting relationships going forward. But I want you to understand how that connects to the spirit realm, because we talk about terms of endearment, and even if it wasn't given to us in the flesh, we have to understand that they do in fact exist. One of the ways that terms of endearment can be presented is in the affectionate words that we use to refer to our loved ones. So oftentimes we use those terms of endearment with our spouses and we call them boo or babe or bae or something to that effect. Honey boo, sweet tea, whatever it may be. However, in the parenting realm, we use something different. I know for myself, I tend to use words such as pookaboo or Pikachu or pumpkin or some random word that comes out as a term of endearment. One of the girls may be leaving and I may say something like, have a good day, sugar pop. I don't know. The words just come out. And so it can be anything, but those are terms that I use as terms of endearment to let them know that I love them, to let them know that I care about them. I care about them so much that I come up with these crazy terms to show my affection, which sometimes embarrasses them if we're in public, right? But these same terms of affection, these same terms of endearment are scriptural. And we see it in Zechariah chapter 2, verse 8. We see that we are coined as the apple of his eye. Oh, when you think about that, I'm getting goosebumps inside. When you think about that, when have you heard, you're the apple of my eye? That is sometimes what you hear a daddy say about his daughter. And that's what our heavenly daddy is saying about each and every one of us. In Zechariah 2 and 8, it reads, "For thus says the Lord of hosts, after glory, he has sent me against the nations which plunder you. For he who touches you touches the apple of his eye." My God, let me break that down a little bit. It says that the Lord of hosts is coming and speaking up. He's speaking to his sons and daughters in a time where the people had been turned away because of their own actions. They had been turned away from Christ. The lineage that was before them, they had strayed away from the things that had been set up, and they no longer felt like they were growing up and still attached to the Lord of hosts. They felt like they were turned away and pulled away from the Lord of hosts. And so what he is saying to us is that I see you and I know you've turned away. It says that it is the Lord that has sent the Spirit unto us to let us know that the nations have come to plunder us. There have been some situations that have come to take us out. There have been some people who have come to destroy us, because it says, for he who touches you. So those things, those people, those enemy, those demonic forces that have come to touch us, that have come to turn us away from the Lord, that have come to pull us out of the Spirit, those are the very things that touch the apple of his eye. And if you're looking at the text, the apple of his eye, his has a capital H. And that's how you know that we're referring to the Trinity. That's how you know that we're referring to the Holy Spirit. And that is because it is the capital H. So we are the apple of God's eye. And as the apple of God's eye, that is his term of endearment for us. That is his way of letting us know that he cares about us so much, that he loves us so much, that he is still watching after us, no matter what may be coming against us, no matter what nations have come to plunder us, to destroy us, is what it means. That he is there and that he is going to stand up on our behalf, that he is coming in to protect us, that he is coming in against the nations in order to make sure that we are okay, that we are protected, and that we are still loved. So as we think about terms of endearments, as we think about how we in the natural sense, how we in the flesh display terms of endearments to our children based on the terms of endearments that were displayed to us, this verse in Zechariah 2 and 8 allows us to go back and reflect on the fact that we have been given terms of endearments from our God, that he says to us that we are the apple of his eye. And so my question to you is, one, have you understood and accepted the fact that you are the apple of God's eye, my God? Have you understood how much he so deeply cares for you, even in the midst of walking away from him, even in the midst of turning away from him? He is still telling his sons and daughters, Jesus, that we are the apple of his eye. In that same way, in your role as a parent, have you taken the time to find words and phrases of love and affection to show your daughters, to show your sons, that no matter what it is that they've done, no matter what it is that they become, no matter what it is that they do, which may or may not be aligned with what it is that you have desired for their lives, have you let them know through words and phrases that they are still the apple of your eye, Jesus? No matter what you may have felt like from your earthly parents, your earthly caregivers, have you been able to embrace your spiritual sense to know that somebody loves you and cares for you no matter what? And have you been able to present that into others? I know that this is not easy to understand, but in this season, our Generation Z needs something different from us. They need our words. They need our affections. They need to know that we love them no matter what. And even if it wasn't given to you in the natural, it is time to embrace what has been given to you in the spirit. Go back to Zechariah 2 and 8. And if you need to understand the whole context, go and read the preceding text in Zechariah. Understand why those words came. God already knows where you are. He already knows what you've done. He already knew what you were going to do. Because remember, the word says that before you were formed in the womb, he knew you. He set you apart. Remember that the word says that he knows, or he knew the plan and the purpose that he has for your life, plans to prosper you. And because of these things, these texts fit together. Those are two different texts from out of Jeremiah, out of the book of Jeremiah, in 1 and 5, and then in 29 and 11. Because we know what the text says, because we know how important we are to God, yes, we know that we are the apple of God's eye. That is scriptural. That is biblical. He loves us. He has never turned his back on us. And in that same way, that is what he wants us to exhibit to others. When he has blessed us to be parents, he has entrusted to us the responsibility to share those terms of endearment, to share those words and phrases of love and affection to those who he entrusted to us. So spend some time going back and reflecting on how you exemplify those terms of endearment in your own parental practices. It is not too late to make a shift. Hear me. No matter how old your babies may be, they will always be your babies. They can be 40 years old and they will be your babies. No matter how old they are, no matter how young they are, no matter how seasoned they are, no matter how wise they are, this is another opportunity for you to shift, my God, for you to go back and to redo some things that may need to be undone, to shift some things that may need to be shifted. It is not too late to present terms of endearment, words or phrases of love and affection towards those in the same way that God has shared those with you through the verses of Zechariah. If you need someone to stand in the gap with you as you create this shifting in your own life, connect with me. Find me on social media. Find me on Instagram. Find me on Facebook. Go to my website, www.marquitagreen.com, and we will connect. I will be standing in the gap for all of my listeners, for all of my followers, for all of my mothers and fathers who may need to do a shift in how you display terms of endearment. Remember, what some people may have been able to take as a child, what you may have been able to endure, may not be what your seeds need to grow. Jesus, take some time to self-reflect. and to grow and to show the apples of your eye how much they mean to you. Peace. Thank you for tuning in to today's episode of On the Beam. I hope that you have gotten some word or some nugget of empowerment or encouragement, motivation, and inspiration to just keep you balanced and focused while on the beam of life. Come back for the next episode and be sure to share this podcast with your friends, families, and loved ones. I love you. I'll be praying for you, and I am here standing in the gap with you. Have a great day. Peace.